Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ByteDance. The Chinese parent company of TikTok has expressed a preference for shutting down its TikTok app in the United States if forced to divest rather than selling it. This stance stems from the importance of the app's core algorithm to ByteDance global operations. Despite TikTok's substantial user base in the United States, it represents only a small portion of ByteDance revenue. The company would rather cease operations than compromise on the algorithms internal to its suite of applications. This decision comes amid legislative pressure in the U.S. that could mandate the sale of TikTok due to the national security concern, with the ByteDance steadfast in maintaining control over technological assets. It's all on the line now as the president has signed the order that surely demands ByteDance be sold within 1 year. That and many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1740, coming to you this Thursday, April 25th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor, GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all of our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. We're live and lit with modern podcast apps from podcastapps.com. Join our value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. Listen and watch this show live in one of those modern podcast apps. Of course, dive into the digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget to check out our partner shows all linked up. And get on board, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. Again, be your favorite modern podcast app. Sign up for the newsletter while you're at it. And of course, you can join the chat room at geeknews.chat. And if you have feedback, it's very simple. Email me at geeknews@gmail.com or catch me on X at geeknews, of course, or find me on Facebook. And a massive salute to our sponsor of the show. Massive salute to GoDaddy. You know, they are the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and you have the opportunity to save large using their products and services. Again, at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. I'm going to tell you, I got an email literally minutes before the show started today on our performance for March 26th to April 25th. We're a little behind. Little behind this month. So I'm going to ask everyone to step up in the April to May reporting period. I need your help. I need your help to put some numbers on the board and get the numbers up. A little behind. I don't like falling behind. And we definitely, you know, we held our own last month, but this month just a smidgen behind. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And I want you to look at, these deals. $11.99 for a new domain name. $6.99 a month economy hosting. $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. You even can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Those two hosting plans, include a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate for the first year. $6.99 a month economy hosting. $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. $11.99 for a brand new domain name. Or a free trial of GoDaddy website, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Again, get over there and grab one of those great hosting deals. It keeps this ship upright, allows us to do what we do, allows the late lights to stay on. And I actually put some batteries in the lights behind me today. So no, that's not an aura shining behind my head. That's an LED light. But hey, get over to geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. I want to thank GoDaddy for their ongoing support of the show. You can save large. Use my promo codes. We thank you for your support. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for watching out for our sponsor. For those of you that did pick up a GoDaddy product or service last month, we appreciate it. But the clock starts today for the March until May 25th. And so, again, thank you for your ongoing support. And we hope that you'll consider supporting the sponsor here at Geekness Central Podcast. Thank you so much. Hey, I want to pay everyone to pay attention to, let me see if I can point it at those of you watching, to that. Now, I'm going to say thank you. There was no note, no card, no indication of where this came from, but it came from Everyday Astronaut YouTube channel, which I've watched a few times over the years. But what we have is a replica dragon, and it comes apart. It actually will sit with the service module in a second, but I got it stacked for you today. We'll put it in separate stages on another show. But for those of you watching the show, a big thanks to whoever. I know how much it cost. It was a very expensive item, so thank you. Makes for a great prop for the show. It really does. Be honest with you, it not being a spoil sport at all, but I had looked at some of these before, and I didn't know that Everyday Astronaut had a rocket per se for sale. And it's metal, it's not plastic, it's a real deal. But I was looking for the Starship, and everything I've seen on Starship models so far, wow, you know, crazy pricing. This was pretty crazy too. This was not inexpensive. So probably one of the most expensive props we've got in the studio at this time. These little units, these little R2-D2s and stuff that are behind me, and some, you know, I've got some stuff that you can't see too close back there. Some of those were pretty expensive too that I bought Dragon Con in Atlanta. And of course I got the minions down there and other things, but it's I definitely appreciate your guys' ongoing support of the show here. And of course got to make sure we can see the GoDaddy sticker. But again, thanks for the gift to whoever sent it. Let me know. Definitely appreciate it. But I want to start the show off today, and I'm just going to say, and I think you already know, I hate any type of nanny state. Anytime the government tells me or tries to enforce censorship, enforce me to watch what I want, you know, anytime they're trying to put their hand on the scale, it's a big negatory. I continue to remain a strong advocate of free speech. And while TikTok may have its issues, may be spying on people, again, I say may be trying to do interference in elections, but don't you think that is not exactly what was happening on Facebook and Twitter before the change of management? Don't you think that was what was going on during COVID when they were trying to suppress all the news stories that ultimately turned out to be largely true? With the government coming in and basically doing things that, in my opinion, are anti-American. So TikTok has said, okay, if we don't win this legally, they said, hey, we're just going to shut down rather than sell it. The TikTok algorithms are deemed core to ByteDance's overall operations. Would you make a sale of the app? Highly unlikely. Now, this is kind of a surprising statement. TikTok accounts for a small share of ByteDance total revenues and daily active users, so the parent would rather have the app shut down in the United States in a worst-case scenario than sell it to a potential American buyer, an American extortionist, in my opinion. They said it would have a limited impact on ByteDance's businesses while the company... Now, I don't know if that's true. This to me, is a little bit of a stretch, because they're getting billions of dollars in advertising. But they say they have no plan to sell. And ByteDance is exploring scenarios for selling without the logarithm, though. And if you do without the logarithm, it's no better than any other crap that's been put out by Facebook or X or anybody else. TikTok CEO Shou-Zhu Chu said on Wednesday the social company expects to win its legal challenge to block legislation signed into law by the president and approved by about 90% of the Senate and 90% of the House of Representatives. Just remember that. This wasn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This was a joint decision for them to pass this. Sets a January 19th deadline for a sale. Not even a year. One day before his term is supposed to expire. But he could extend the deadline by 3 months if he determines privately owned ByteDance is making progress. Now, what happens if Biden doesn't win re-election? Then would the supposed candidate, president, or, you know, potential candidate Trump, if he wins the election, would he reverse this? The United States accounted for about 25% of TikTok's overall revenue last year. Reuters have interviewed more than a half dozen investment bankers who are absolutely slobbering at the mouth to get their hands on this thing. ByteDance 2023 revenue rose to nearly $120 billion. TikTok's daily users active in the U.S. also make up about 5% of ByteDance active users worldwide. But the logarithm is not for sale. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a tit-tat. Now, many of you probably don't know this, but Spotify has about an 8.6% stake held by the Chinese. Reddit has, I don't know, 6 or 7% held by the... They may not be the case now because I think they went public. These are not the only social media networks that are in part owned by the Chinese. Now, ByteDance is, you know, all Chinese, I think. But, you know, do you really want the government telling you what you can and can't listen to? Someone sent me on Facebook, said, oh, you're a prior military guy, aren't you? The military and the government can tell their employees to not use the app. They can tell their employees, state municipalities can tell them don't use the apps on government phones, and they have to abide by that. Matter of fact, they'll remove the app from the phone if you have a government phone. Those that have security clearances have probably been briefed on what the potential is here. But yet, the reason they've done this largely is because ByteDance is kicking Facebook's ass. I just do not buy into the, you know, heavy. You're talking about billions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Billions of advertising dollars. And when billions of advertising dollars gets taken out of the pockets of big behemoths like Google, like Facebook, and others, do you not think that they would not go to war to try to get this app banned? To me, it's a charade. Absolute, unequivocal charade. Now, I'll admit, TikTok has invented one heck of a time machine. You can get on TikTok and spend 2-3 hours there and not even know. And of course, the dopamine hit and everything that goes along with TikTok, they nailed it. No one else has been able to nail it. Have you sat for hours watching Facebook Reels? No. Have you went on Twitter and looked whatever they call their stuff over there? No. But, you know, the executives at Facebook and other places are doing backflips over this decision. They're like, yes, all those billions of dollars are coming back to us. Because if TikTok is forced to sell, and which that's what the law is now, if they're being their force and they don't sell the Ilago, whoever gets it, this is just another piece of junk. I want to hear from all of you. What say you in regard to this? I think it's a charade. I think it's the biggest charade ever. National security. For me, watching people do stuff on TikTok, you know, that's where I'm getting most of my actual good news now. And how come we're not live on Facebook? What's going on? That's very weird. Did something fail? Or did I miss a button? I missed a button or something. Who knows what I did? We're not live on Facebook for whatever reason. Huh. Okay. Well, we're live on YouTube still. Maybe Facebook bumped me off because I was talking too much smack. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Love to hear your feedback on this. Okay. Let me look at the... I had something else. Oh, we'll get to it here in a minute. So yeah, love to hear feedback, what you think. All those of you that have ever had to sign a non-compete agreement at your job, the FTC ruled this week that companies can no longer use non-compete agreements to stop workers from moving from one job to another, and businesses are having an absolute breakdown. It's pretty gutsy what they've done here, but they have banned non-compete agreements that prevent many workers from joining rival companies. On Tuesday, by a 3-2 party vote, Democrats to Republicans, the agency's Democratic majority decided to just do that. They've long been called agreements. Anyone who's ever had to sign one knows that would be employees seldom have a choice in the matter. You agree and get the job, or you don't and stay on the unemployment line. And oh, by the way, 30 to 40% of workers are required to sign a non-compete after they've already accepted a job. That's why labor unions, and this is over on Computer World. This is an article not on a news station. That's why labor unions, liberal think tanks, and millions of employees hate them. You might think non-competes are only an issue for top engineers, software developers, and executives. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Historically, companies used agreements to lock down highly skilled workers and executives with access to trade secrets. We have no one in my company who's got a non-compete. So the FTC says, they're null and void. They say that non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, including from the more than 8,500 new startups. Well, it's definitely going to cause competition, bidding war for employees. That is for sure. So we'll see what happens. And what could have been another top article for the day, in which really is, a school athletic director has been arrested. Listen to this. A school athletic director has been arrested for framing principal using an AI voice synthesis. Police have uncovered a plot to defame a principal with AI-generated racist and anti-Semitic comments. On Thursday, Baltimore Police County Police arrested Pikesville High School former athletic director Dazun Darian and charged him with using AI to impersonate the principal Eric Easwart, according to the report. Police said that Darren used an AI voice synthesis software to simulate his voice, the principal's voice, leading the public to believe the principal made racist and anti-Semitic comments. The audio clip posted on a popular Instagram account contained offensive remarks about, I don't even want to say this on the show, basically talking about people of color and their academic performance, as well as a threat to join. I mean, this, I can't even read some of this. The recording also named mentions of staff members, suggesting they should not have been hired or should be removed one way or the other. This comments led to a significant uproar. Faculty and wider community members initially believed the principal had actually made the comments. Another high school teacher, Shaina Ravenel, reportedly played a large role in disseminating the audio. While she's not been charged, police indicated that she forwarded the controversial email to a student known for the ability to quickly spread information through social media. The student then escalated audio's reach, in which increased sharing with the media and the NAACP. This is going to be an issue. When the audio clipped in January, Superintendent Marian Rogers called the comments disturbing and highly offensive and inappropriate. The Baltimore Banner notes that Billy Burke, head of the union representing Ezert, was the only official to publicly suggest the audio was AI generated. He expressed disappointment at public assumption of this guy's guilt and revealed that the principal's family had been harassed and threatened, requiring police presence at their home. We are going to get to a point where we're going to have to record our voices 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to protect ourselves from this type of insanity. There are tens of thousands of hours of audio on the internet with my voice. It'd be very easy for someone to clone my voice and have it say something completely unbelievable. This is bad. This is bad, bad, bad. People's lives are going to be destroyed because of this. Because no matter what, there'll all be a subset of people out there who say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that was really AI. Did that person really say this or not? I think there should be huge, 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 huge penalties. Financial and imprisonments. There has to be heavy, 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 heavy fines for this. I'm sure he'll sue. But, you know, you get a few dollars. The person's been fired. You know, what are you going to get out of him, really, right? This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. We knew this was going to come. It's just going to, I'm hearing other reports about this too in some of the AI podcasts I listen to. So should not come as a surprise. The Federal Communications Commission said on Thursday it is ordering the U.S. units of a China Telecom, China Unicom and China Mobile discontinue fixed or mobile broadband internet operations in the United States. The FCC said it was requiring the Chinese carriers to discontinue services within 60 days of the effective date of the net neutrality order approved on Thursday. Is this another thing that was in the bill, in the finance bill? The order also applies to Chinese Telecom Pacific Networks and its wholly owned subsidiary, ComNet. Commission previously had barred the companies from providing telecommunications service, and those decisions were upheld by the U.S. courts. FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel said on Thursday the commission evidenced Chinese telecom carriers were providing broadband services in the United States. The FCC cited national security concerns in revoking or denying Chinese companies the right to provide U.S. telecommunications services. How they ever got in the United States, I don't understand to begin with, but be honest with you. FCC Commissioner Joffrey Stark said China Telecom's website shows the company operates 26 so-called internet points of presence in the United States and offers co-location broadband IP transit and data service, data center services. Who let them into a POP to begin with? They are interconnecting with other networks and have access to important points of presence and data centers, urging a closer look at the threats adversary providers pose to our data and data centers. If they're already in there, the damage is done. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Just people chasing the dollar. That's all they're doing. Sure, we'll take your equipment. Sure, you can be in our POP. Oh my God. What are we doing? First appearance, and some of you are going to say, oh, you didn't want TikTok, but you don't want them in data centers? The data is TikTok's in an app you choose. It's showing videos. Come on. Stealing more information, according to the government. First experimental proof for brain-like computer with water and salt. Yes, let me say that again. First experimental proof for brain-like computer with water and salt. Theoretical physicists at Urich University, together with experimental physicists at Sogang University in South Korea, have succeeded in building an artificial synapse. This synapse works with water and salt and provides the first evidence the system using the same medium as our brains can process complex information. These efforts have led to the development of brain-like computer, which diverge from traditional binary processing to embrace analog methods akin to our brains. However, while our brains operate using water and dissolved salt particles called ions as their medium, most current brain-inspired computers rely on conventionally solid materials. This raises the question, could we not achieve a more faithful replication of the brain's working by adopting the same medium? Maybe. But again, this intriguing possibility lies at the heart of the burgeoning field of ionic neuromorphic computing. So I'll have the link up in the show notes. And if it's going to be AI, it's going to be human brains in a bucket. That's what's going to happen. Meanwhile, while scientists are creating monsters to overtake the world, what's new on Paramount with Showtime in May 2024? I've got the full list for you. Link will be up in the show notes. Hey, by the way, here, real quick. And I'm looking for it. We had a listener that asked for some sats. I'm trying to find the email. Sir Brian, with an I, sent 2,345 sats to say, hey, regarding the ecosystem, would there be a breakdown of which shows you earn sats from so you know who to send it back to and how much, or does it all end up in the wallet? Thanks for the show. Keep up the good work. Regarding the ecosystem, would there be a breakdown of which shows you earn sats from? Yes. So what they're proposing, ladies and gentlemen, is something called sats back. It's where you, if you decided to use the app like Fountain or another app that supports podcasting 2.0, I could actually set an amount to send to you by the minute for you to earn just by listening to the show. And I'd have the ability to pay you more when we're playing GoDaddy. Talking about GoDaddy, you wouldn't have to fast forward through it like I know some of you probably do. You'd get paid more to listen. So, yes, we could track who it comes from. I got 1,000 sats from a customer. He says, I'm the first to receive sats for listening. Check your email. Thanks for your podcast. I well now, but listening to your podcast from the beginning got me through my brain tumor recovery. Oh, my God. Brad, you had a brain tumor? Okay, I'll look for your email, but I think I know what your Fountain address is. So, Brad, I was looking for your email, and I thought I saw it, So as we get to the end of the show, I do have some emails that come in. I'll cover those. Maybe it's in that stack, but I think I know what your fountain address is. But yes, I will. I'm going to set, because Brad is the first one to ask for sats, he's going to get double bonus. He's going to get 50,000 sats. That's a significant amount. Has real monetary value. So, Brad, 50,000 sats will be sent to you. I definitely appreciate you starting to use the Fountain app. And I'm glad your brother, glad you're better, brother, for your brain tumor. My goodness. But again, we've seen more action on the boost coming through. And also more people are streaming sats to us as well. So we definitely appreciate that. Chad is sending Darren again. Who else? It just goes through the list. It just goes on and on. So thanks for your boost and thanks for your stream. Now, you too, as a listener of the show, can participate in Value for Value. Very, very simple. Go over to podcastapps.com. Grab yourself the Fountain app. Start listening to this podcast on the Fountain app. And maybe next 2 or 3 months, I can sweeten the deal by actually paying you to listen. I don't know how long that's sustainable. And it goes against everything that we've been talking about here for a long time about, you know, you giving back. But at least I can give to you, then you can share to another show. It's going to be cool. Sats back. Going, instead of you sending me sats, I send you sats for listening. Or you can send me sats and I send you sats. And we can, you know, trade sats in the dark. geeknewscentral.com/insider, become an insider. And one of our longest term insiders today, I saw canceled his PayPal contribution. I want to thank him for his many, many, many. And I had wondered if he actually forgot that he was sending money to me because we haven't heard from him a long time. So I do want to thank Mika for his long, long, long term. He's been donating really probably for maybe 10, 12, 13 years, a long, long time. So I want to thank Mika for his long, long time support of the show. But again, go over to podcastgeeknewscentral.com/insider, get connected up and you too can participate in Value for Value. All right, NASA planning a September launch of the Mars SmallSat mission on first New Glenn. So the New Glenn rocket, assuming the vehicle's ready in time, Blue Origin, will send this this Mars SmallSat to Mars. So congratulations on this. Now, we know that they awarded the company the $20 million task order through the agency's venture class acquisition dedicated rideshare contract in 2023. So let's keep our fingers crossed that Blue Origin is able to deliver that satellite to orbit in time because they have a certain window there. iPhone activation market share hits new low as Android dominates. Consumer Intelligence Report search partners out with a new report on how iPhone activations compare to Android in the United States. The latest data shows a noticeable drop over the last year, bringing Apple's U.S. smartphone market share of new activations back in time 6 years. The firm notes that while at least Apple's installed smartphone base is higher than the recent U.S. share, the latter has taken a dive. Here's the deal. These phones are lasting a long time. People are not having to upgrade every 1 or 2 or 3 years. They're going a long time. And by being able to put a new battery in one, do you guys remember the MacBook Pro that had a cat jump on a shelf, knock a bottle of soap over, and dump a whole bottle of soap into my son's MacBook Pro? Do you guys remember that from years ago? Well, the replacement MacBook Pro that he had from 2018 is dead. Battery dead. And when he took it in, they wanted $375 to replace the battery. Why was that so expensive? Why was that like not a $99 battery changeout? $375 is what they wanted for that MacBook's replacement. So him and I worked a deal. He's getting a Mac Air M3 because he does a little bit of editing, add a little more RAM. So a $1,200 laptop, they're going to give him $200 for trade-in. I think it's a scam. You know, I've got MacBooks here that are old. Let me look at the date on this one. One that's over here about this Mac. What is the year on this one? This one is a 2000. It's a 2016. And it's still humming. I don't know what he did. So, you know, kids, you know, maybe it's in the sun a lot or something. I don't know. But, yep, kids in debt to me for about $1,000. So, a phone tracking app with millions of users says a major security flaw that can expose precise locations. iSharing was leaking sensitive data on millions of people. A security researcher named Eric Daigle discovered the flaw in iSharing. By abusing a vulnerability, Daigle was able to obtain every user's exact coordinate, even those users that weren't actively sharing their location with anyone else. So I don't know what's happened with this app, but iShare. Wow. While knowing someone's precise location is a major security risk on its own, iSharing rules didn't stop there. Daigle was also able to uncover usernames, profile photos, and even phone numbers and email addresses used to log into the app. It's crazy. Now, my sister and mom and extended family, they like using a location sharing app for the family. I've always worried about these apps. I really have. Lucky that wasn't the one that they're using. A little tech news. Cities are ending their ShotSpotter. You guys know what ShotSpotter is? Cities are entering their ShotSpotter contracts, but the sensors themselves are staying. Chicago and Mobile, Alabama are cutting ties with ShotSpotter. You think Chicago really needs to cut ties, you know, as much as they're getting shot? People are getting shot up there. But anyway, ShotSpotter was able to detect where a shot originated from. They've canceled these contracts, but apparently the system is still working. ShotSpotter doesn't sell its sensors, but instead the software that leads police that a shooting may have taken place after a city contract with ShotSpotter lapsed. The sensors occasionally remain installed. In some instances, police continue relying on ShotSpotter tech even after cities end their contract. According to CNN, ShotSpotter puts 15 to 20 sensors per square mile. The sensors are affixed to light poles. So, apparently, the company's technology remains even after contracts have lasted. Too much money to take them down, I'm sure. Last time we looked to remove sensors from an old coverage area, people flipped out since we still work with police using those sensors, which I didn't know, wrote the sender, referring to Clark Dunson, the director of systems engineer at SoundThinking. Spot changed his name to SoundThinking in 2023. SoundThinking did not respond to The Verge request for comment. So the email raises question about whether the end of Chicago's ShotSpotter contract will actually change much. Though Chicago's contract in February, the city won't decommission the sensors until September. Earlier this week, one of the more than 2,500 ShotSpotter sensors located through CISTE alerted Chicago police to the fatal shooting of an officer. So, a little bit of weird stuff going on here, for sure. Google is updating Android TV to fix a big Gmail privacy issue. So, they're working to fix block crafty individuals from gaining access to the emails of accounts logged into some Android TV units. So, details on that are available for you to review. Toyota is going to spend $1.4 billion to build electric three-row SUVs in Indiana. This is a different three-row EV from Toyota, from the one Toyota will build in Kentucky. So where's this going to get? It's going to be in Princeton, Indiana. I'd have to look on a map to know where Princeton is. And that's one thing about having lived in Hawaii. I really didn't have, I knew where all the little places were. And here, and you know, now that I'm back here, I still feel like I'm a stranger in my own state sometimes. Oh, I live in so, where's so? And I'm like, I get Google Maps out, put the address in. Oh, wow. You're 5 hours away. You know, it is amazing. I don't know most of the towns in my own state still. Apple might start developing its own AI chips. Oh, new leak from Chinese social media claim Apple is planning to start development of an AI chip in the future, but it's not the hotly anticipated M4 they're talking about here. So they're going to have some sort of a server AI processors. The range of new M4 products won't likely be affected. So we will see where this leads. But that's, you know, makes sense. Apple's doing their own thing. But on the other hand, AI-driven cyber attacks to be the norm within a year, says security leaders. The research, Cybersecurity in the Age of Offensive AI, surveyed security leaders in the UK, US about their experience with AI as a tool in cybersecurity. Answering both offensive and defensive capability reveals that not only do most security leaders expect daily AI-driven attacks, two-thirds expect that offensive AI will be the norm for cyber criminals. Despite the expectations, their false perceptions around where these sets do the most harm, only 11% of security leaders see bot attacks as the greatest cyber threat. Ransomware, phishing, malware is one of the biggest concern. AI will not only be used as a tool to enhance cyber attacks, but in cyber defense tool. While a report from the Office of National Statistics where 83% of business had no plans to adopt AI, this is not born out of when looking at cybersecurity. Well, I'm going to tell you, the whole game is going to change when someone can create your voice of you saying anti-Semitic things and posting it online and then almost getting you fired from your job. It's a big deal. Not surprisingly, Ford just reported a massive, massive loss on every electric vehicle it sold. Ford's electric unit reported losses soared in the first quarter to first quarter alone, $1.3 billion. Or $132,000 for each of the 10,000, only 10,000 vehicles it sold in the first 3 months of this year. Wow. The EV unit, which Ford calls Model E, sold 10,000 vehicles in the quarter, down 20% from the number sold a year earlier, and its revenue plunged 84% to about $100 million, which Ford attributed mostly to price cuts for EVs across the industry. And lack of sales because of interest rates. That resulted in a $1.3 billion loss before interest and taxes, that's EBIT, and massive per vehicle loss in the Mobile E unit. Price war among EV for about a year and a half has made profitability very difficult, and yet the majority of us can't afford electric vehicle or even find chargers to charge one, and if you have one in Michigan in the winter, you might as well park the thing in a garage and try to drive it in the spring. Doesn't do well in cold. Now, Apple has reportedly cut Vision Pro production due to low demand. And I'm not surprised. This thing's $3,500. The geek in me wants one really bad. Really bad. I would love to have one. What I'm going to use it for, I don't know. But it's not worth the $3,500 to just be a nerd. Could be. I have a friend in Boston that has one. He's explained his use cases for it. Semi-convincing. Traveling? Definitely. Using it while traveling. If you can keep the battery on, you can keep the thing charged up long enough. But they're going to cut shipments, supposedly, to between 400 and 500,000 units for the year, with market expectations originally being around 700 to 800,000 units. Now, they're getting ready to put these on sale outside of the United States. And I think it's just going to take time. This is a true, remarkable piece of technology. Do any of you have one? If you do, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're doing, how you're using it. Is it effective? Was it worth the money? Love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. The Earth is slowing down. Now, remember, for since really the beginning of time, we've been doing leap seconds every 3-4 years, something like that, because Earth's spinning a little faster. Well, climate change, quote unquote, less ice at the Earth's poles and more water weight spread around to other places are leading to the planet slowing down. They're saying within 3 to 4 years, we might have to have a negative leap second. Is it really that big of a deal? Do we really need to worry about this leap second? They say, oh, current satellites and stuff going backwards probably won't work, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, all right, so let's just wait 20 years. Who's going to care about a second? Let's wait 20 years when all these satellites are replaced and they have the technology to go backwards. Why are we stressing a second? I know there's people out there that, you know, but a second? Come on. Wasn't like there's really slowing down. Next thing they're going to say is we're going to be flying off the planet. This next article should be indication that Apple is really playing dirty. Spotify claims Apple wants tax for in-app pricing tweak. Basically, Apple said if you put a link in your app to your online commerce system, you got to pay that 25% tax, 27% tax. Then Spotify's trying to get the app approved. They wouldn't approve it. So they took the link out and they just said in the app, hey, you can pay on your own online at Spotify, and Apple won't release the app. Having not heard back from Apple, whether its update would be pushed through, Spotify decided to submit a new update yesterday, which merely informed users they could purchase a subscription through its own website, this time with no link. This is the bare minimum the company is allowed to do per the EC ruling. Apple then promptly rejected this app update, according to Spotify, saying it would need to pay 27% commission fee mentioned in the entitlement program. However, by the entitlement program's own wording, the fee only triggers if a user clicks a link to Spotify's website, which it maintained doesn't exist in the revised app update. Wow. Talk about sticking up two middle fingers. This is pretty, because Apple makes billions and billions of dollars on your purchases in app. I buy everything I can out of the app just to support folks, but sometimes it's not possible. Should have had this grouped earlier. There are new seasons of two Max originals heading for May's lineup. But Max, I got the list of all the new stuff popping here in a few days. China hawks are criticizing Intel chip in the new Huawei laptop. They're saying, how did they get those chips? They're supposed to be on an export ban. Intel's not supposed to be able to sell them. Senator Rubio and Representative Stefanik said in letters to Commerce Department Secretary Gina Raimondo, we urge you to reconsider this damaging posture and immediately revoke all exports licenses to Huawei, they added in a letter dated on April 24th. The letter adds mounting pressure on the administration to take more drastic measures to hobble Huawei. Some of its businesses are seeing renewed growth despite the company having long been in Washington's crosshairs over national security concerns. The Chinese embassy said it poses excluding specific companies from specific countries and abusing the concept of national security to suppress foreign companies. Okay. Huawei was putting stuff in our data centers, phone networks. Hubble celebrates 35th year with a spectacular view of the Little Dumbbell Nebula. 34 years. You know, they got a plan. They got a SpaceX plan. It's being privately funded to fix the Hubble. But NASA has to decide whether or not they can afford the time cycles and the money to do it. Interesting. I think that's worthy. Artificial intelligence helps scientists engineer plants to fight climate change. We're going to see more of this. Design these climate-saving plants, scientists in Salk's Harnessing Plants Initiative are using a sophisticated new research tool called SLEAP, an easy-to-use artificial intelligence software that tracks multiple features of root growth, created by Salk fellow Tamlo Pereira. Sleep was initially designed to track animal movement in the lab. Now it's teamed up with plant scientists to apply sleep to plants. This is pretty cool. It looks at everything that's going on with the plant. Can track stuff humans don't have time to do. This is a great article. Those of you that are in food sciences, this is very, very cool stuff. It's a worthy, worthy read. Dropbox's boost security with end-to-end encryption and adds Microsoft Teams and Copilot integration. I have a Dropbox account. Don't use it that much. FTC is sending $5.6 million in refunds to Ring customers over security failures. The FTC this week announced it's sending out a total of $5.6 million to customers of the Amazon-owned home security camera Ring as a result of a 2023 statement. According to agents, hackers exploit security vulnerabilities, access to video streams, and account profiles of at least 55,000 Ring customers in the United States. So, commission announced it's sending 117,000 PayPal payments to individuals who own certain Ring devices. Those payments should be redeemed within 30 days. So, I have never had a ring-a-ling-a-ling doorbell. Google may ditch the dock and re-release the Pixel tablet at a lower price alongside an official stylus and keyboard is the rumor. So, how are Google tablets doing? I haven't had a Google tablet in a while. I had some when I was living in Hawaii, but those are long in the dust. So, any of you use any Google tablets? How are they operating? An ex-NSA hacker and ex-Apple researcher launched a startup to protect Apple devices. I thought Apple devices were completely trustworthy. I run antivirus and I run malware on all my Macs. Two veteran security experts are launching a startup that helps to aim other makers of cybersecurity products. The startup is called W, the name taken from the initials of its co-founders. So what are they doing here? The idea behind W is that compared to Windows, there still are only a few good security products for Mac and iPhones, and that's a problem because Macs are becoming a more popular choice for companies and becoming a target, of course. So they believe they can make this happen. All right, good. Stripe has unbundled and opened up its payment processing tools to anyone. The company, which processed over $1 trillion payments last year, reached a momentous $65 billion valuation. So they go big on interoperability, seemingly recognize nature locking users into its ecosystem. The company's now decided to open up the optimized checkout suite, Stripe Billing, and Stripe Radar for those processing payments with other providers. So might be worth looking into. And if you're doing enough volume, you can negotiate a cheaper processing bill. Intel reports better than expected quarter one earnings, but falls short on revenue outlook. Stock slides more than 5%. Intel says it anticipates quarter two revenue between $12.5 billion and $13.5 billion. Analysts were anticipating $13.63. The company reported earnings adjusted EPS of 0.18 cents on revenue of $12.72 billion. What is the actual plus and minuses here, does it say? Well, anyway, they did have a positive EPS, so good for them. Google is improving the way OneDrive and Microsoft 365 are integrating into Chromebooks. So it's good news for students. So if you have a OneDrive from Microsoft, you'll be able to integrate that with your Chrome shortly in an easier way. Also, Kirk linked up to telegraph.co.uk. They don't make anything easy to read on this website. I would like to read this article, but I can't. So if any of you have a subscription to this this website, no, I'm not paying you for a website I barely ever read, but the headline's interesting. The announcement we found alien life could be just a couple of years away. According to Lisa Katlinger, she's an expert in the hunt for extraterrestrials, and she says the biggest surprise would be if there's nothing out there. All right, so link will be in there, but again, it's a pay-per-view dealio. Reddit AI spam bots explore new ways to show ads in your feed. So, yeah, Reddit now needs to make money, so they're going to be selling ads into your Reddit tables. There might be some channels up there I want to advertise in, so I'm definitely going to be looking at that. Samsung shows off battery tech. It says, we'll see you gone in 9 minutes. Samsung SDI, the Korean giant battery, I guess working those extra days, 6 days a week, is helping. Samsung's SDI, the Korean giant's battery business, Tuesday promises EV batteries that can charge at 80% capacity in a mere 9 minutes, plus models that can form at that level for 20 years. That would be big. They teased this tech this year at the 37th Electric Vehicle Symposium Exposition. 37th, where are they having 5 a year? So we will see. Battery life is still an issue. Speaking of, okay, this is a timely article. Threads has 150 monthly user. Mark Zuckerberg is speculating it could be Meta's next billion user app. Yeah, after TikTok is gone. Of course, you're going to have some new people. Yeah, Threads. Anybody? I haven't logged into Threads only once. Anybody over there? If you're over there, let me know. I'm at Geek News. Send me a whatever it's called. Russia-Iran posed most aggressive threat to 2024 elections. Of course, there's the narrative. Russia and Iran are going to disrupt their elections. They're going. You know what it's going to come from? It's just be smart. Most people know who they're voting for already. People say they're independent. Yeah, whatever. If you haven't made up your mind, you know who was and who is, and you should know who will be and who you're going to vote for. Do you really think Russia and Iran are going to try to do something to change your mind? They might hack the voting machines, but they're definitely not going to sway 99% of people in this world. Come on. Meanwhile, DARPA's latest toy is a 20-foot, 12-ton tank that drives itself. You guys been seeing what Ukraine's been doing to Russian tanks with drones? Just you Google that on YouTube. Drones are going to change warfare completely. But this is a pretty cool looking, it's called a racer. And does it have a gun? It's an autonomous tank. I don't see a turret on it. It's interesting. Okay. Usually they have a big howitzer thing sticking out the front that. Very, very cool. Anyway, you guys can watch the video on it. All right. Hey, a little long show. Wow. We were almost breaching 60 minutes. Are you still here? Thank you so much for being here. Hey, it's been my pleasure to bring you the podcast today. Geeknews@gmail.com. Thank you for considering picking up a product by GoDaddy.com. It's time. We're not done yet here with this economy the way it is. It's time to plan your next move. Start an e-commerce site. Sell stuff online. Get engaged. Get a .com. Build your own podcast. Build your own brand on land you own, a.k.a. your .com. With everything going on with demonetization, all the things going on with censorship, they're taking TikTok down. What's the government coming for next? Get your brand on your .com. Build your business on your land that you own. All right? Okay, it's been my pleasure. I'll be back with you on Monday. So again, Next week, Monday, is the last show. Then on Thursday, I'm in the air going to Manila for PodFest Asia. We'll try to do, I don't know if I'm going to do a show or not. I'm taking a microphone. We'll see how it goes. Then when I come back, I'm home for that week, which will be two shows. And then I go to the UK. I go to London. And I'll be there in London for 2 weeks. It's a lot of in and out the entire month of the rest of April and May. Things will settle down a little bit by the end of May. But again, a few fewer shows. Lots of fun stuff to talk about, obviously, because I'm traveling and all the other stuff that's going on. So you'll definitely want to tune in. Techpodcast.com is still online. Definitely go over Techpodcast and look at some of those shows, too. We need some more tech shows to look at. But it's been my pleasure today to bring you the show. You guys notice how you guys like the new shirt? I bought a few new golf shorts, shirts. My other ones were getting a little long in the tooth. Got these on a pretty good deal on Amazon. So little bright, as someone said. I was wearing an orange one the other day. For those of you listening, check the video out. And you can do that right at geekandcentral.com. You can watch this show right on the website or in your favorite app, favorite podcast app at podcastapps.com or even in the Apple Podcast app. You can't watch this show on Spotify. None of you listen over there anyway, which is fine with me. So, but again, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. It's been my pleasure being the podcast. I hope you got some value out of this today. Again, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.